There is no question that horses are stunning, beautiful, majestic animals. It's been said that horses are like divine mirrors. They reflect back the emotions that the rider puts in. If you show love and respect, the horse will return that. But a horse's reflection and returned emotions are often guided by a bit and bridle. The rider applying pressure through the reins to reinforce and reward correct responses and direction. We too know what it's like to be bridled. Reins pulling at us, steering and guiding us, sometimes by forces seen, but often by forces unseen. This meditation from Psalm chapter 32 will help you take a walk. Unbridled and free, being guided not by the world, but only by God's whispered directions. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of freedom today, just unrestrained peace. Relax your body and your mind and your gaze. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time. Listen now from the Valley of Vision. I love thee, O God, above the powers of language to express, for what thou art to thy creatures. Increase my love, O my God, through time and eternity. So seek him now, here, in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence move without effort into a time of reflective prayer. A prayer not of words, but simply of presence. A prayer not of asking, but listening today. Spend a moment now to encounter God silently, in your way, speaking quiet words from your heart. Continue to become even more aware of God and His Spirit and His Son now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take note of your breathing. Just a slow, deep breaths. If you're able, breathe in to a count of 10 and then out to a count of 10. Don't force it or control it. Just be aware of it, a peaceful rhythm. Just listen to your breathing, the pneuma, the spirit, the breath of God. And as you exhale, just whisper silently that God guides. Very simply, God guides. Breathe in deep, and as you exhale, whisper silently, God guides. Breathe in the guiding breath of God. And exhale your control. Breathe in the guiding breath of the Holy Spirit and exhale your helplessness. Breathe in the breath of the Son and exhale your weakness. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing. And once again whisper, God guides. Continue to be aware of God in this moment and take note of anything that you may be feeling or hearing or tasting or smelling. What are you encountering right now? Have you felt out of control recently? Weak, helpless? Well, be aware of those feelings and emotions. Stay here being present with God and centering on the truth that God is present too and is here to guide you. Center on His guiding. Your mind will wander. I give you permission for it to wander. I give you permission to wander unbridled for a moment. But when you realize you've drifted too far, perhaps, let that remind you to return, without effort, to the guidance of God. The process of drifting and returning will help you find Him today. So practice that now. Center on the presence of God and His guidance. And return there again when you wander too far astray. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations, and fight the temptation to analyze it. Just soak in it. But do listen too for a gift from the Holy Spirit as I read from Psalm chapter 32, verse 8 from the New International Version. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Will counsel you with my loving eye on you. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind still from this passage? Well, remain there for a moment. After pausing, what still yet remains of the passage in your mind? Your mind may wander, but then let the Holy Spirit guide you back once again to the core of His care and what He wants to share with you. Listen once again to this passage, but with a bit wider view from the English Standard Version. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you, but not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words permeate your soul. His instruction, His guidance, His eyes upon you. Let your mind drift through the imagery of that. Just just feel his stare. Spend time now in his gaze and under his guidance. Listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective now from the Amplified Version. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you who are willing to learn with my eye upon you. Don't be like the horse or like a mule which have no understanding, whose trappings include bridle and rein to hold them in check, otherwise they will not come near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in and relies on the Lord shall be surrounded with compassion and loving kindness. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous who actively seek right standing with him. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and see a field. Leaning against the rough, hewn wooden railing, looking at the rolling gentle hills of fresh, green grass. Your eyes on a majestic horse approaching. His eyes on you. Slip under the fence and you approach each other. He feels your care. You feel his trust. You reach up and remove the bit from his mouth as you rub his nose. You slip the bridle off from around his ears. He shakes his head. Free. You walk together through the grass. He trusts your lead. How do you feel with him? How does he feel with you? Stay there for a moment walking with him. Feel trusted. Feel guided and feel loved. As you were present in your imagination in the field with the horse, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Have you faced anything recently when you felt restrained by the world, stubborn, fighting against the guidance of God? Well, take a minute now to feel his eyes on you, his presence guiding you. Not the bridle and bit and reins of the world, but only his loving, caring hands, his soft whispers guiding you now. As you close your time, return to your breathing. Just a whispered breath of meditation. God guides. Let the word guide steer you today. Let it be your meditation all throughout your day. Let me pray that you remember that God will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Don't be stubborn or fight against his guidance. He will counsel you if you're willing to learn, and his eyes will always be upon you. Now to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen. Today, you have the opportunity to be guided and to guide. You can expect some tension and resistance from the world, but today, when you feel pulled and tugged, look for moments too to run free, unbridled, trusting in God and his care, his guidance. Look too for moments to guide others, lovingly, without judgment. Help someone run free today. So when you're ready, run free and be mindful of moments to be guided by God.